It's time for your Johnson Brock Coaches Show with Coach Brett Davis. And Coach, I'm all caught up, got my win back, and everything's ready because you guys wore us out last week in that game up at OCA. And 58-56, a win is a win, and it was very entertaining for the crowd and the announcers. I don't know if the defensive coaches were very happy, though.
No, like you said, the fans got their money's worth. You know, it was a fun game to watch, you know, from a spectator. It was a little bit different viewpoint on the sideline where we were at. You know, it was, I don't think we've ever been involved in a game quite like that. You know, we're used to scoring some points, but never giving up quite that many points. So it was, like you said, it's a win. You know, and like we told the team on the field before we left, you know, that's what we call a relief win. You know, one of those where you're on the road, you know, we get out of Omaha with a win, but, you know, we can't feel too good about what we did. You know, we got to make sure that we get better.
There were some good points. Kids got down 16-0 early, and they had no give up. They came right back fighting.
Yeah, that's right. You know, to be down, you know, 16 early, you know, and then 12 at half, you know, and you know, we really weren't finding much of a rhythm, and we weren't able to defensively. We knew that they had some, you know, some good running backs and some kids with power in the backfield, and you know, we might have a tough time stopping them. And you know, that's the way it turned out to be. I was just glad, yeah, in the second half we had some guys really step up, answered the call, made some big plays, you know, and just enough plays to win the game.
We don't like to talk about a lot of individuals, but we touched on this after the first week. We talked about the confidence level in Nick Stahl from the first half to the second half. What a difference in that first game to what I saw last Friday night in that young man at quarterback. The confidence with which he is running plays, just night and day difference.
Yeah, we've been real satisfied with the way Nick stepped up. You know, being a sophomore, this is the first year, you know, starting and really getting any, you know, significant playing time. So, he's one of those guys offensively that, you know, he's kind of a cool customer, you know, never gets too worked up. He's doing a really nice job running our offense. He throws a really, really nice ball. He didn't have too many balls that were off the money, you know, just a couple here and there. But he can extend plays with his feet, makes pretty good decisions. So he's one that we hope continues to get better every week.
I think I figured up you're averaging like 65 points a game the last 2 weeks. You got anything left in the playbook?
Yeah, you know what? We'll see. We, unfortunately, against OCA, we ran about everything we had, you know, at some point or another. We got a few things, but it's, you know, it's just trying to find something that works, and we were able to get into a rhythm a little bit there in the second half with our twin set, you know, that we throw out of, and then putting Barron's back at the quarterback for some direct snap with our six-man line, and we just kind of found a rhythm and kept riding that, and it worked for us.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Davis. We'll talk about this week's challenge for the Eagles after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Coaches Show. As the Eagles get ready for a battle this week with the squad from Friend, an undefeated team. Friend's kind of a traditional football team. They're pretty darn good, and they just, it doesn't really seem to matter who the coach is, and you get to Friend or you're playing Friend, you're going to see a good running back.
Yeah, they're very good this year. Like you said, they don't do a whole lot in terms of formations and things that are too tricky, but they're big up front. They've got an excellent running back. He's averaging about 250 yards a game, you know, and that's, you know, they're real similar to the team we saw last year. You know, they lost a few guys from that team, but they've got their core players returning from a team that, you know, made it to the quarterfinals last year. So, you know, I think they're playing at a really high level right now, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Your team, as we said earlier, this program even, they just won't ever give up. They playing well, scoring a lot of points. You've been giving up a little bit defense last week, but you got to be pleased with the attitude of these kids.
Yeah, you know, we are. They, like you said, they didn't quit. You know, but you know, up at the road, we knew when the game was over that we were flat. We didn't play very well, and the kids knew right away that they made a lot of mistakes. You know, so we felt pretty fortunate to play what we would consider pretty poor level of football and still come out with a win. So the kids, you know, we spent a lot of time yesterday at practice and in film, you know, looking at some of the little things. You know, a lot of it's alignment, some things with our technique and the way we use our hands, and, you know, just different things that are pretty easy to clean up and correct. So the kids, you know, they realize that, you know, a lot of it is just a matter of a step or two here or there, and we'll work on that this week and try to continue to get better.
you've had such a good run in your program the last few years now with successful teams. There's been a lot of nights, especially like last year, you could do anything you wanted, but sometimes you would feel bad doing those things. This year, you're going to have to do some of those things out of necessity. Is it a bit more of a challenge for the coaching staff this year?
Yeah, a little bit to some degree, you know, because you go into each game with, you know, what you would kind of like to get established and run and work on what you think might work. And, you know, like the other night at Omaha, you know, some things that we thought were going to work, you know, weren't working as well as the way we anticipated in practice. So then you kind of have to go to plan B and continue to try to find things that that are going to work to allow your offense to get into a rhythm. And, you know, like you said, in the past, you know, we were able to kind of go in and decide what we wanted to do, you know, because of the talent that we had. But, you know, this year is trying to, you know, we have to be a little more creative and, you know, at times, you know, look and see how the flow of the game is going to dictate what we're going to be able to do.
All right, so far so good. 2 wins in a row. The Eagles look for a third straight against a tough friend team this week. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks.
That's our Johnson Brock Coaches Show for this week, brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, by Carson National Bank in Auburn, by Brinkman Brothers in Tecumseh, and by Johnson County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh.